Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic indie creator interview. It's your Cape Crusader, Cody, and we are keeping it geekly with our two new friends, Christopher Carter and Josh Warner. We're here to break down the Global Comics and Source Point Press partnership and everything in between. Before we dive into that, Chris, welcome back. Josh, you are our brand new guest, so welcome as well. How are you two doing today?
Doing fantastic, dude. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So before we dive into things too much deep, let's start with the basics and introduce each respective party. So, Chris, you've been on first. Let's go ahead and give a little bit of a recap of who you are and the mission statement for Global Comics.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Christopher. I'm the creator and founder and lead engineer of Global Comics. Global Comics is a platform for comic creators and publishers to publish, sell, monetize, localize, and kind of bring their comics out into the world of with a global audience, right? Finding readers where they are on the devices that they're most familiar with.
And Josh, our new guest on the show, what about you? Give us a little bit about Source Point Press and Oxeye Media as well.
Sure. So I am I'm Josh Warner. I'm the Chief Creative Officer of Oxeye Media, which is a multimedia company duo doing all sorts of different products. And I'm also the editor-in-chief of our publishing division for books, comics, and graphic novels. So me and my team are all about raising up creators and making sure that stories are told and getting out into the world. And while it's one aspect of what Oxeye Media does, it is definitely the roots and the core of the company. I was the co-founder of Source Point Press long before Oxeye Media formed, and that will be about 10 years ago this year.
Wow, that's awesome. And a remarkable thing, too, is you both basically have similar mission statements. So it seems like this should have happened, you know, a long, long time ago. I'm happy to see it's finally happening now. Can you give us a little bit about the importance of this partnership?
Do you want to go run with that, Chris?
Oh, I figured you'd go first, but sure. You know, the thing that's been so interesting about the comics industry for the better part of a decade, 15 years, is this question of the duality of worlds, right, between digital and physical. And when you talk with people in the community, they're very often kind of, I'm on this side of the fence or I'm on that side of the fence. And no one's really like tried to figure out like how do we make a little bridge over this fence that kind of shouldn't be there in the first place. Mm-hmm. And what this partnership represents for us here at Global Comics is opening up the avenues and opening up the possibilities that have, you know, been more locked away or more inaccessible to creators around the world, and putting physical books in the hands of their fans, right? And that's the thing that, you know, I don't know why, but creators have this concept that they want to hold their creations and they want to share that physical tactile experience and they want to, you know, like give people a thing. Here's something that I made. When you take that concept as a creator and as a creative team, and you bring that out into the online space, there's been a lot of interesting attempts to that over the past couple of years. Digital replication of physical scarcity, for example, might be one that comes to mind, but this isn't that. This is actually the real deal. It's the real thing, and it's the desire that creators have had and that with so many people that we've talked with, and you know, unfolding their childhood dream of making comics and making books and having that be something that people can pick up and put on their shelf.
Oh, that's awesome. What about you, Josh? What's the importance of this partnership for you, in your own words?
So to kind of elevate one of the points that Chris made, there's definitely there's something about that physical product. So for us, Sam, I'm here, you know, 6 days a week, just grinding away. And whether I be writing or illustrating or editing or project managing or doing, you know, pre-press even on a book, once it's done, I'm immediately on to the next thing. And you never get, as a creator, I get to be this kind of proud dad of all of these books from all these different creators. I feel like I had a hand in bringing this to the world. And you don't really get that full satisfaction always until like our shipment comes in, and all of a sudden you're holding it in your hand, and there's this moment where you're like, oh wow, like this thing in some small part exists because of me. And it is a great feeling. And while the actual readership, the actual customer base is very divided and spread across, you know, how they prefer to take in their medium, and there's zero judgment on, you know, in any way they, you know, choose. As on the creative end, there is some definite satisfaction that comes from having that physical product. And of course, there's always going to be a high-end collectibles market as well. Mm-hmm. And while the digital space is an amazing place to kind of watch your collection grow, binge read, browse through options that you might not otherwise ever see, especially if you're not someone who's has access to multiple local comic shops, because we all know that comic shops don't carry everything there is to carry every week. You know, mm-hmm. they carry whatever their core area happens to be buying the most of. So, you know, the digital space is a space for you to discover creators and grow. But, you know, as you continue to want to support those creators, you tend to want to have, you know, collectibles for yourself, physical ones as well. And coming from a company that's very grounded in physical media and collectibles, you know, being a big part of what we do as well, you know, these kind of low print run variant covers and exclusive items that are difficult to get, that are fun to look for and chase after and proud to show up in your collection. You know, our partnership with Global Comics has now really, it's elevated us in the digital space. It's done a lot for us there, which was, you know, I'm not, you know, ashamed to say that it was a blind spot for us that has been long overdue. You know, and obviously our books were available in the digital, a lot of different digital platforms, but it wasn't until we decided to go exclusively with Global Comics that we really, really started looking at how we can start reaching more and more customers. And then us having all of our expertise, you know, and having an incredible team who all we do is we make comics, you know, we make these physical products from beginning to end. We have all of this knowledge and know-how and these assets and these skills. And our mission is to bring stories to the world and elevate, you know, voices that have not been necessarily been heard. And it's just kind of the perfect match to say, well, look, we can merge these two things. We can take this incredible platform and infrastructure in this community. Global Comics has really truly built a community. Readers are, you know, enjoying talking with each other about these books and binge reading together, and mm-hmm. it's like having this book club at your fingertips at any given moment. Not only can you dive into all this content, but you can immediately turn around and talk to other people who are doing the same thing alongside you. It's like, you know, it's like an awesome episode of Stranger Things dropping on Netflix and everybody turning around and chatting about it the next day. You know, Global Comics brings that to the comic book world in a way that no one else is doing. And then, you know, for us to be able to see all of these cool new creators that are up and coming, that are going to be the next wave of some of the hottest titles out there, and say, you know what, we can help you take the next steps into your career and your passions and bring these awesome readers some additional options for their content. I'm so proud to be part of it.
You know, I couldn't say that better, yeah. Brad. Holy shit. Well said.
You know, the biggest thing for me is like when I would go to my comic book shop every week, I would see all my friends like, hey, make sure you get my book from your store. Make sure you get my book. And never there. So like that was a big thing when you brought up. I'm like, dude, that happens to me every week. That is a big thing. So what are you guys doing to prevent that? You know, what is the importance of print on demand for both parties involved? And what is this going to mean for Global Comics as a whole, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, where do I even start on this? There's logistical challenges that are being resolved with you know, when we're dealing with the idea of batch size of one, as in like you can make one of something, or you can make 10 of something, or you can make 50 of something, the opportunities suddenly drastically expand. And kind of what I mean is that no longer do you really need to worry about inventory. Mm-hmm. And you don't really need to worry about, you know, bin sizes and physical locations and all of these things, which means that the avenue for production opens up to a much, 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 much wider base of folks that are trying to enter, you know, the physical comics market. And I think that's kind of just the baseline, right? But when you really look at what becomes possible when you make one of something, you know, like Josh was saying, high-end collectibles and variant covers, and the idea of what a variant is could potentially change quite drastically when you have batch size of one available, like on a broader scale, right? Like I can imagine, you know, really cool situations where creators maybe sell a comic book as a co-created experience, where someone can like pay a little bit extra and get, you know, their face drawn onto a background character or something like that, right? And you can do that only because technology in production has caught up with technology of creation to some extent. And I think that merger and that set of opportunities that opens up because of that, my mind is kind of just, you know, looking all over the place, being like, there are stars here.
I could listen to Chris explain like the technical aspects of like everything behind the scenes for hours. It's just so immersive, like what goes into this. Josh, what about you? What does this mean for Source Point Press as a whole?
So I think, you know, it's so in line with our mission statement. And not to segue too much, because this is very much relevant. As a publishing company, one of the things that we do best is we don't create competition in the market, we create partnerships. And here's a great example of that. We have an entire division in our company that also makes board games. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of amazing board game publishers out there, amazing board games out there. Instead of trying to combat them and see them as our competition, we partner with them and we make comic books of their IPs, right? So there's like Gloomhaven. Gloomhaven's one of the best-selling tabletop games in history, right? And instead of creating like competition and trying to beat them, we partner with them and we make the Gloomhaven comics, right? And then we do that on the other side and we look at Rat Queens. Rat Queens is like one of the most beloved Image comics of all time. I don't want to compete with Rat Queens. I'm a fan. I love it, right? Mm-hmm. So instead, we made the board game for Rat Queens.
It's genius.
And so what we do is we found ourselves in this really unique position where we get to kind of like the other creations and the other creators and the other publishers out there that we're passionate about, we get to work with them instead of against them. And there's not a whole lot of publishers that are in that position. And the way that this partnership with Global Comics is just an extension of our goals and our attitude to the way that we like to create and the way that we like to bring things to the world. So the idea that we're able to take some of our infrastructure and our warehousing and our printing abilities, and we're able to say, why are we keeping this all to ourselves? You know, we could be helping to kind of uplift all of these other creators and give them opportunities and chances through Global Comics and their platform and what they have built and what they have done so successfully. It's the next step in creating a better industry. And I don't say that lightly. It's if everyone acted and worked the way that people like Chris work, this whole industry would be so much more united, and it would be most definitely a tide that rises and raises all ships with it. And that's something that we want to be part of.
I love that so much, man. Oh, that was so awesome. I'm going to have to take that and quote it. There was that one quote in particular. That was so awesome. Chris, man, how are you feeling about that? That was some awesome praise from Josh.
I mean, the feeling is so mutual. I don't have enough words of good things that I can say about Josh and I can say about Travis and I can, you know, in fact, say about their entire team. We've spent multiple conventions together now, and we're going to be showing up together over in New York and sharing a booth there. And like at the core, you know, the team over at SourcePoint Press and at Oxeye, they are magnificent human beings. They are fantastic to work with. They're fun to be around. And they're really driven and really, really capable and competent at what they do. They produce top end quality product. And, you know, for 10 years, they've been doing this and opening that up to creators already. And finding... you know, a partner that's living into that set of ideals as closely as the SourcePoint Press group and Oxeye Media Group has been doing and proven that they've been doing for a decade. Like, there's not many companies like that in the world. And having the opportunity to work with that team to bring these opportunities to tens of thousands of more creators, you know, like... warm and hard, man. Like, what can I say? It's if it wasn't for, you know, having met up with these guys and spent so much time, for me this might be more of a standard kind of business partnership, but this is so much more than that. Like, this is, like, I think, like Josh said, we are together trying to do something really, really beneficial for the comics industry as a whole. And I would love to see nothing more than, you know, hundreds, thousands more people find success and building communities, building fandoms, building readership, and working together worldwide to kind of tell their stories in the ways that are meaningful to them.
Man, when Josh was talking about how you guys were making partnerships instead of competition, and I was in my head, I'm like, dude, this is like Chris to a T with Global Comics, like just the wanting to make a partnership instead of being a competitive scene. Like I said, this was a partnership in the making for forever. I just love that you guys finally are getting together and making this happen. Now, what, you know, in terms of eligibility, because I know that's going to be a big question for a lot of people on both ends, you know, what is going to determine the eligibility for print on demand for, you know, consumers of both bases?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different phases in how we'll roll this out. You know, what we'll start with, obviously, is we'll be developing the infrastructure, right? And the infrastructure goes, kind of ranges the creator journeys from I have a file that I want to print through upload and kind of understanding how that file has been laid out and formatted and if it's, like, you know, matching with printer specs and paper requirements and sizing and dimensions and all those things, all the way through to you know, kind of order process and order flow, right? And so getting this, you know, from our system and into the Oxeye Media's pre-flight and production infrastructure. And so that's the first piece that we'll develop, and then we'll roll it out to, you know, probably a private beta group first, right? Like some limited amount of creators so that we can make sure that our processes work and that, you know, quality can be ensured and that we're delivering a great experience. And then as we get through that, we become very comfortable with, okay, this is something that we can solidly scale out to more people. You know, we'll look to open that up to all creators in the Global Comics ecosystem, right? And I think kind of the timeline for all of that, well, you know, we'll start with a beta test in 23, probably, you know, like first half, second half, something like that. How long it takes to go from, okay, we have this live and it's working for 50, 100, 150 creators or whatever, to we're rolling it out to tens of thousands. That depends on how many challenges we're going to find. but I think, you know, we're both aligned around the goal that we'll develop something that is rock solid, that ensures quality, that makes sure that customers are happy and creators are happy with the products that are being produced. And then we roll that out to everyone when we feel that we can scale that without sacrificing that level of quality.
there's most definitely an educational element to this as well. So there's some there when new creators are, when they come into this industry, they tend to bring a lot of raw talent, and they don't always have the experience or skill set to kind of implement it right. So they might end up having just phenomenal art and phenomenal storytelling, and mm-hmm. that is at the core what as a reader we're looking for, right? That's what we need. But there's this kind of wall up, this wall that's keeping all of these great stories from being told, and on the other side of that wall is, you know, this finished product. And a lot of people, they don't necessarily know all of the differences between preparing their files for digital, consuming, and then for actual print. And there are a lot of differences between those two sets of files. And taking those files that you use to make digital, you cannot use the same ones for print. So, what we've been really talking about and developing is basically a really streamlined way to help them and educate them along the way, and then test out the product to make sure that they're happy with it and that the customer is going to be happy with it before we proceed. And putting up all these check marks in place, one of the big things that we're trying to do is make it so that it's not intimidating and it doesn't scare people off. There's always been an industry wall, and we certainly don't want to create little walls between, these end goals. We want to do is bring that wall down and create a streamlined path. And, what's going to come from this is we're going to have these incredible storytellers that are already there. They're already on Global Comics doing great things. We now have a better idea of the next steps that they would need to be able to take their next steps in the industry for physical products. And, this is the perfect gateway to do that. And, as a result, there's just a whole entire new ecosystem that's formed between, these creators and these consumers. And it's going to be amazing. It's really going to give legs to people that I think years from now, they're going to look back and go, man, if it wasn't for Global Comics' this awesome system, I would never have learned these simple tips and tricks. And mm-hmm. they made it, so palatable that now I know exactly how to prepare all of my files for prints. And I know that, a big publisher like SourcePoint Press, it could take my work and publish it, using their instruction, their systems, without having to redo all of my stuff for me, because I know how to do it now. It shouldn't be a secret, right? Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, it shouldn't be a blog post either. It should be an integrated system that you get to walk through along the way that checks everything for you. And once those check boxes are checked, boom, you're good. Then it disappears off into the ether, and that ether is then captured by us. And then we fulfill it from there, and we finish, we take it all the way to the home base. And, obviously it's much more complicated process than that, but that's about as complicated as it should be for them, for the creators. This is, we want them to really feel comfortable with this. Once all the kinks are worked out and we know that this is going to work out right, and everybody's aware of the expectations on them and the help that Global Comics is going to be giving to them to make this happen. Mm-hmm. I am so excited to see it all come to fruition.
It's funny, Chris just had a tweet last night about just pretty much this and how it should be streamlined, how it's much harder than it should be. I don't think that was a coincidence.
I may have been foreshadowing a little bit.
I didn't see that tweet, but it's definitely at the core of this.
So I think right now would be a perfect time. Let's go around and just have both of you tell us what you're most excited about this and why.
Josh, why don't you start this one?
Sure. So for me, I'm really excited because I know that now there's going to be a lot of cool new content passing through our fingertips. Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky to be able to work behind the scenes in the industry, and I get to see so many cool comics before they're in print. And I get to handle and to have a small hand in so many, at this point, thousands and thousands of publications. So for me, this is just kind of like, in a small way, adding to our family of stories. I get to feel like we have a small part in other people's stories as well that aren't SourcePoint publications. And I'm also really excited for the next steps. I'm already thinking down the road. I know some of the very cool and new and innovative printing techniques that we're experimenting with. Mm-hmm. And I know that once we have mastered those, we can continue to build onto this program to make it even more robust, even more fantastic, and make it broken down in a way that not only will these creators be seeing, you know, these awesome, cool, limited edition print runs and super high quality, but down the road, not to spoil anything, but man, they're going to start getting opportunities to do even cooler stuff in a very easy way. And I'm super excited to unveil some of that later on.
Ooh, that sounds like some goodies there. Chris, what about you though?
I think we can sum it up kind of, here's the headline. If this was a book review, it'd be something like Bits to Atoms, a Love Story. You know, it's, gosh, where do I start? What am I most excited about? I think that it's, at its core, it's the opportunity. It's the opportunities to make things available for sure, but to be part of and to innovate and story creation, right? Like, I think one of the things that personally drives me a lot is when I get to take, you know, new ideas, new concepts, new things that really resonate with others, and make that something that you know, folks can use and interact with, right? And kind of like, you know, Josh is hinting at, in that just producing the files and just printing the comics is kind of just step one. There's so much cool stuff that we can do with the combination of these two types of products and these our two brands and platforms, in ways that you don't see elsewhere, right? Like, if I were to kind of like list off, you know, like I could see publishers from overseas using print on demand, so to enter US markets, right? Because then they don't need to worry about supply chain and logistics and like this whole thing that is a behemoth in the comics industry, without it actually taking away from their existing partnerships and their existing distribution channels in any way, shape or form, right? I can see, you know, like the combination of letting a reader or a big time collector become a co-creator on their own comic, like some form of personalization. And personalization has so many different tendrils on this one, right? Like we can't, you know, mention everything, but it goes every direction of you know, custom covers, sure. Custom bespoke covers on a per individual basis. That's kind of cool. Kind of different versions of comics potentially. Choose your own ending. Like I don't think that we're, you know, like we're in a place yet where we've fully grasped where all of these opportunities might be. And bringing those into the comics industry as a whole that has so much rich tradition and so much history and so much so much quality and work that has already kind of gone into it to be the legacy for where we can kind of go when as technology improves now, right? And you know, it's so hard for me to pick one thing, but if I had to pick like one very specific thing, I think that the thing I'm the most excited about here is that I can potentially, this is my personal, you know, kind of little thing, I hope I can get my hands on Norwegian comics that I can no longer access because I'm in the US. A European. I grew up with a bunch of awesome series. I want to be able to reach out to those publishers and say, hey, let us produce these things for you internationally so that I can hold those books in my hands again.
We're going to make that happen. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love it. I love it. You both, like, I'm like Kylo Ren screaming more. Like, I need to hear more. But, on this note, I think it is a perfect time for us to begin wrapping up. And let's start off with what to expect that you guys can share from the future. So what can we expect from you guys in the future that you're allowed to share?
Where do we start? 2023, we'll launch a beta. We'll let people, limited subset of folks initially come on board. We'll have this upload and quality check process deployed. We'll have production orders flowing and we'll be able to ship directly to the creator. After that, we open that up to some more creators. And if we're still good on the metrics and still good on the quality, kind of the final pass there, I'd say, is then opening up for creators to sell directly to end consumers using the Global Comics platform and ecosystem. That's kind of, I'd say, like a starting point, right? Mm-hmm. For us. I think there certainly is a lot of opportunities for creators that level up past batch size of one in certain aspects. And I think we can explore those with a natural progression as creators, start selling and start seeing success and start as the customer base grows. And kind of if we were to go beyond even that, and this is just me wishful thinking right now, but wouldn't it be so cool to have a monthly or a yearly kind of Global Comics magazine that is like, here's, the creators from this particular season or whatever, and that their stories that are coming out, and having, readers be able to subscribe to those and get them delivered straight to their home? Like, wow, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude. That would be awesome. Josh, what about you though? Outside of the partnership, anything that you could talk about that SourcePoint Press is maybe expecting to do in the future?
There's so much happening and it is getting so difficult for me to remember what I'm allowed to talk about and what I'm not. I half of my body is now made of NDAs. I'm just full of secrets. What I can say is we just signed a 3-movie deal with Vision. So there's a lot of cool things happening. And since I don't want to give away the shooting location, but so that we're not inundated with fans showing up during filming, I can tell you that throughout October, we're doing production and principal photography on one of the live action features based on one of our comic books that you can read on Global Comics right now. The series is called No Rest for the Wicked, Dead Man's Hand. And the movie is called Dead Man's Hand, and it features some huge names, top-notch talent, which are going to be announced at New York Comic Con during a panel. In the meantime, I encourage everybody to go read the comics so that you're ready for the movie. In addition to films, we have launched a new toy division. And our first line is a line of plushies called Cuddly Kaiju. So these really fun monsters are going to be making their big debut at New York Comic Con next week. And we have so much more coming. Some really, really big IPs that we're very lucky to have landed and some in-house IPs that we're just thrilled about, that we're really, really building out right now. And we're also going to have a big focus next year on making more kids content as well. Our readership is very much of an age where they are now they're going to a local comic book shop to buy their SourcePoint books that they love, and they now have kids that are of reading age that they want to grab something for them too. So now it's becoming even more important to me that we have something for both age groups and something for them to share and trade back and forth and read together too. So you're going to be seeing a lot more family-friendly titles in addition to our very mature titles as well, you know, populating Global Comics over the next year too. So a lot of great things happening, and I can't wait to see how some of our other media and our other projects can continue to tie into the Global Comics partnership, because I have no doubt this is just the beginning of that. So it's just going to keep developing and getting cooler and cooler.
So no, that keep is so going awesome.
To Global Comics and keep checking out all the new titles coming out, because we're going to be doing a lot.
That's so awesome. NDAs, though, they should come with like a significant other clause, right? Like, you hear this information, you're like, gotta tell someone. But
yeah,
no, that is so awesome.
Whispering in my dog's ear. Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Well, the big shout out to Chris and Josh for stopping by and hanging out with us and breaking down this new partnership. I appreciate you both swinging by. Everyone watching, I hope you're excited for the future like we are. It's going to be awesome. Have a beautiful day. But most importantly, guys, keep it geekly.